Selkie, A Scottish Idyll by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Ant Richards. As he walked over the pebbles down to the sea, the sun was a riot of orange and red. Although it was late in the evening, seals still basked on the rocks beneath the cliff, unfazed by the clattering of his boots. The vast greyness of the Atlantic broiled in front of him, and 3,000 miles away, he could picture America, where she had gone, and from where she would soon come back to him. He had found Argyle, this most beautiful of wild places. Arriving at Andrew's Croft in a taxi from the station, he had been appalled by its isolation. The one-roomed hovel hugging the wind-smooth contours of the hollow, the rain icy and relentless. But he settled in, and when the storm passed and the sun re-emerged, he discovered the bay. He had spent whole days here with a succession of books, observing the tides, the zigzag of the currents, the billowing, scudding clouds against the blue. The light had that eerie precision found only this far north, and in the evenings the sky caught fire. Before the dark engulfed the day, he retreated to the croft and lit the stove. This was the time he dreaded most, when his unease resurfaced and the bay seemed again a foreign land. In the shadows of the lamplight, she sought him. As he cleared up after dinner, he could smell her skin, fool himself that he had heard the music of her voice. When the longing became too much, he took a sleeping pill, laid himself on the narrow bed, and fell into empty sleep. The next day, still groggy, he hired the taxi to take him to Dunoon, where he shopped for groceries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?